Hi, I'm KALW News Director Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco Measure E. Here's KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch.
Measure E proposes to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products throughout San Francisco. The Board of Supervisors already voted for this ban last year, but tobacco companies didn't like that decision. So they gathered enough signatures to put the decision in the hands of the voters instead. If it passes, Measure E will put into effect the original supervisor's decision to ban the sale of flavored tobacco, including flavored hookah products, flavored liquids used in vaping, and even menthol cigarettes. If it fails, the supervisor's ban is nulled. National and local health organizations support Measure E. They say flavored tobacco products hook people into becoming smokers. That's especially true for kids. 80% of young people who smoke say their first cigarette was a menthol one. The tobacco industry is obviously against this measure, specifically R.J. Reynolds, who makes Newport cigarettes, the country's leading menthol brand. So far, they've poured more than $9 million into defeating this measure. And they've assembled a coalition of local smokers and retailers. These smokers say banning certain kinds of cigarettes sounds a whole lot like the old alcohol prohibition. Some African-American smokers also say the ban is unfair because a large majority of Black people who smoke, smoke menthol cigarettes. Retailers say it will hurt their businesses. So if you support a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products, vote yes on Measure E. If you oppose the ban, vote no.